Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great man himself, Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the program and a valued friend. And he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you are on the story, and we know that the Bears travel, and we know that maybe Lamar Jackson starts, although he's yet to take any first-team plays, which is kind of weird because it's already, he's been limited in the first two practices he's had since he went down with injury. Do you anticipate him playing?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to operate with the idea that the Ravens' season, after terrible start at 1-5, is on the line here. And so if he can in any way get out there, even understanding that he's not going to be 100%, I think he's got to try to get out there. I certainly think the Ravens need to get him out there. And then, guys, you look at it, they've got a quick turnaround. They've got the Thursday game next week. I believe they're playing Miami. But it's one game at a time for a team that was one of the heavy favorites in the AFC to have a shot at the Super Bowl. And they are close to life support now, as poorly as they've played, and just been. I know it's Lamar, and it should be. He's a two-time MVP who probably should have gotten his third award last year. This defense has been hit for 37 or more points in four games. But they've only played six, right?
Mm-hmm.
They give up 41. To Buffalo, 38 to Detroit, 37 to the Chiefs, and the Houston Texans, who have got all sorts of issues, certainly offensively, put 44 on them at M&T Bank Stadium. So they've got some help coming back. Roquan Smith will play. Yeah, it looks like Kyle Hamilton's got a shot at coming back here, but Justin Matabuke, the defensive tackle, super talented. He's out until who knows when with a neck injury. So there's a shot here for the Bears. Here's a Bears, as you guys know, Bears are number one in the league with a plus 11 turnover margin, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Baltimore Ravens are negative 7. They're 31st in the league. They've got 3 takeaways for the season, which is tied for second worst in the league. 1 interception. Think all the picks the Bears have had. The Ravens have 1 pick. The only team with fewer takeaways than the Baltimore Ravens is the lowly New York Jets, 1 takeaway in 7 games. Unbelievable.
It is, because you look at the secondary and the names and the credentials of the players who are there would lead you to believe that it's a secondary that's going to create more turnovers than not. You look at the defensive line, you said, yeah, they're missing a defensive tackle, but what the Ravens are doing or not doing defensively is baffling, Brad. I don't know if there's any one thing that the Bears are going to try to exploit, because I don't know where it starts with the Ravens. They have been wildly unsuccessful, and they are giving up 32 points a game, so there seems to be an opportunity, but you look at the individuals and you wonder why.
Yeah, and then injury is a big part of it, right? At all 3 levels of the defense. So I'm fascinated to see, as an outsider, how the Ravens respond, right? Coming out of the bye, a well-oiled machine. Harbaugh's had success there for years. They've got absolute collection of veteran players that should know how to respond. Can they respond from what they've been through? I don't know. You look at that Buffalo loss, which they kind of blew that game late. It was 1 point. The Detroit game was interesting. A shootout, and then the injuries piled up, and they haven't been real competitive. So I would expect them to have some punch on Sunday. I really would. But some of these numbers, even though you say, well, it is still early in the season, are jarring, like the turnover situation for them. You don't go from being as bad as they've been in that category to being great very quickly.
I'm curious, Brad. Let's just get to your pick, because I want to ask you questions in light of that. What is your pick for the game?
Well, I think Lamar is going to go, right? And again, I believe you have to operate with that in mind. And I think that, like I said, I think they'll have some punch. They've got veterans. You know, Ronnie Stanley, I think, is going to be back as well. So with sort of the season on the line, I went ahead and took the Ravens 30-24, but the Bears are on a roll here. Or no, I'm sorry, 34-30 is what I picked. So, and if it's 34-30, that you're talking about a shootout type ball game.
That's
interesting.
That's a high scoring game. You think the Bears are capable of scoring 30 against this Raven defense, because the Raven defense isn't very good. And if you say that, you expect the passing game to get on track this week with Caleb Williams?
Well, it's going to be better. Right? I would expect it to be better. It needs to be better, and opposing quarterbacks have done pretty well against Baltimore. Opposing quarterbacks with a passer rating of 108.4 against the Ravens, completion percentage of nearly 70% against the Ravens. Like I said, Baltimore's only got the 1 interception on the season, and the pass rush has been a serious issue for Baltimore. The Bears aren't the only team hunting a pass rush. The Ravens with 8 sacks on the season. And Matabuke, who I mentioned, who's out with a neck injury, he's tops with 2. So interior push guy is sorely missed.
I find that fascinating, Brad, because I think that in order to score that many points, then the Bears are going to be getting some explosive plays back on offense. The Bears are going to be able to maybe convert in the passing game. Do you think that – is there any one player in particular that you feel could have a big day, or are they going to be spreading the wealth? Are they going to feature anyone in your opinion, or will they be able to get everyone involved in their 7-on-7 drills?
Well, it seems like everything sort of starts with Roman Dunze, right?
Yeah.
If he's making plays, then you know maybe it spreads out from there. But I don't think the coaches really sit there and say, "Hey, this is a game for this guy." They're mm-hmm. looking at plays and you know how can we win in these situations, and what are we going to expect to be able to accomplish when we see this coverage? Like, what's our goal here? If the Bears are cooking on offense, they're spread it out, they're continuing to have some success running the football. If you can get those second and short situations, those are perfect where you dial up your shot plays, right? Which you need to do whether you hit them or not, keep the defense honest, to show them like, hey, our quarterback is going to drop back and throw it 45, 50 yards in the air downfield. So you better be prepared to cover it. And then that opens stuff up in that second window. So running the football is key. And then I think spreading the ball around, and they've got to be more efficient than they've been. It can mean a lot of things, including the completion percentage has got to improve.
We heard from Dennis Allen on Thursday, as we typically do. It's getting amusing to hear him talk around things and not really share many details, especially he was asked about the 3-2-6 defense, the dime package. I thought that was interesting to hear him explain or not explain that. Brad, but how limited might Dennis Allen be if Tyreek Stevenson isn't going to play or is unavailable because of the shoulder injury?
Yeah, I mean that would be an issue. It's suboptimal to be down your top two cornerbacks. They've got some confidence in Nick McCloud. He's had some playing time for him. McCloud got a lot of time in training camp, and he started previously in the league. The question is, how do they handle it? And I think we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Is Kyler the guy outside, and they bring Blackwell in to play the nickel, or McCloud in to play the nickel, or is Kyler in the nickel part of the time and you got somebody else outside, and then on occasion Kyler's outside? I don't know how they'd approach it. I don't think it looks great for Tyreek right now. I haven't seen him since Sunday, ditto Cole Kmet, but it will be really interesting because Kyler's he's the key, right? How do you want to use him? And you certainly value him as the Swiss Army knife. If you have to play him outside the whole time, are you taking him away from some of the stuff that he's best at? And it's really interesting because there's so many elements to it. The trust level of the next man up, whether it be McCloud on the outside or Blackwell on the inside, and kind of how it all fits together against Baltimore. And then Noah Sewell out of concussion protocol, potentially important if they're going to be in more base situations this week that are going to call on three linebackers being on the field.
What do you think happens with Austin Booker?
Well, Booker's going to be on the 53-man roster before the deadline expires. The deadline isn't until after the game Sunday. It's either Monday or Tuesday that 21-day window for Booker closes. It would be my hunch that Booker has a spot on the 53-man roster by Saturday at 3 o'clock. and then he's an option for the game day roster on Sunday. That transaction would have to take place by 3 o'clock on Saturday. I think that's probably the direction this is headed. Whether or not they also return Amen Ogbonmbiega, the linebacker, to the 53-man roster from IR, that's a possibility this week, although his clock is 1 week behind Booker's, so they would have, you know, a full another week to see where he's at physically in practice. But Booker's going to be back on the 53, and I got to believe he gets a chance to make his debut against Baltimore on Sunday.
If he's in, who's out? Because Dominique Robinson has quietly made his presence felt, or at least justified his spot on the roster.
Yeah, I don't think he's taken a job from Dominique Robinson this week. And that's one of the reasons they've kind of been able to slow play this thing a little bit with Booker, is they've had some guys that have stepped up and done some things for him. It also potentially tells you a couple other things. Maybe he wasn't rip-roaring ready to go when he first got back to practice. And I don't know that he's going to add a ton to this pass rush. If you're going off preseason, yes, he is. But you can make an awful lot of mistakes judging things off of preseason. Hopefully he can add something, certainly in the sub-package situations, and they're optimistic. We'll have to see if to clear the roster spot, one guy that potentially maybe Carl Jones Jr. Is let go to create some space, although they've got just a ton of defensive linemen. But I don't think they're in a spot where they move Dominique Robinson out to bring Austin Booker in.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. We asked the question this morning, what's going on with the Bears' growing injury list? You know, they go into practice and all of a sudden Tremaine Edmonds has an ankle, and Kyler Gordon, who was fine the day before or not listed the day before, has a groin / calf. We know that's what he had, and it's back again. It looks like Grady Jarrett will be back, but why all these growing injuries during the week?
I'm very curious to see what Ben Johnson says later today and see the actual final report. If you're going to be glass half full Friday morning, yep, with the Bears on a four-game winning streak, I would look at the addition of Edmonds and Kyler Gordon to the injury report yesterday and say there's certainly a possibility that this is kind of week eight stuff for them in the NFL season, that it's kind of maintenance. And you know, I've had some people ask for a while now, like, well, why do they have so many injuries? What in the world's the training staff doing? Well, I'm guessing a lot of the people, excuse me, with these questions and comments are the ones that love the idea of the physical practices and challenges that Ben Johnson and the coaching staff's presenting to them. And, folks, I got news for you. One kind of comes along with the other at times. Not that they're being reckless out there ever at all, but, you know, they want to have padded practices that are meaningful. You get one a week during the season, and so you gotta accept the fact that sometimes these type of things are going to pop up. As you alluded to, good news for Grady Jarrett on a potential return. Significant day for Cairo Santos, guys.
Yeah,
full participation yesterday, but kickers generally speaking kick on Wednesdays and Fridays, so that he's full participation on a Thursday doesn't mean as much as it would be if he gets a full designation in practice today for a return from his thigh issue.
Brad, who has more rushing yards on Sunday, Derrick Henry or DeAndre Swift?
Oh boy, if I'm going to go with Henry. He had a really nice game last time out against the Rams after kind of disappearing in that offense. But I think it's Henry. You know, the Bears have got more ability to, I think, split their backfield, and they want to work in Menungai a little bit. Henry's kind of the workhorse there. He's got 88 carries for the Ravens. The next closest is that's a non-quarterback is Justice Hill with 15. So they don't spread the ball around as much as the Bears. So I think you almost have to go with Henry there.
Great stuff, Big Z. We appreciate it, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy yourself.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What is your prediction? Bears, Ravens, Sunday. Can you attach an asterisk if you believe the answer is different if Lamar Jackson plays or not?
Well, I hope so because it deserves one and it needs one. If there's ever been a need for a prediction that comes with an asterisk, it is this week and this game. Because that's how much he means to the outcome. And that's not overstating it. Maybe later we'll come up with like the list of five or how long is that list of players that if they're not playing, it changes your prediction for that team that week. So we're assuming that Lamar Jackson's going to play. I am assuming that for the purpose of this prediction, this show, and this weekend. I can't see him not playing if he's good enough to play on a practice field. I don't care how many reps he doesn't have with the first team offense that is built around him. He's the show. And yeah, Derrick Henry is there. And yes, Roquan Smith is back. And he's back to wreak havoc against his former team. The three-time All-Pro linebacker who has not been anything but an All-Pro linebacker since the Bears traded him and made the biggest mistake of the Ryan Poles tenure. Yes, Roquan Smith is going to be in a zero uniform on Sunday. And I'm Lamar Jackson's going to be the difference. Ravens 24, Bears 23.
Wow, that's close.
I don't want the 6.5. I don't need the 6.5. I will take the 6.5. The Bears will beat the Ravens, whether Lamar plays or not. David, you can take your asterisk and you can put it on your purple T-shirt with the big zero on it while you watch the game. Bears win 24-20, Ravens boy.
I guess the vest didn't warm him up. I'm trying to ingratiate myself.
We've got some numbers, too, this year about Roquan Smith and Tremaine Edmonds, if you'd like to go over
You want
those
some
later.
Numbers, buddy?
You've got numbers.
Let me give you some numbers. Here's some numbers.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I actually can't remember it now, but I believe the Ravens are something like, is it 14-2 coming out of a bye week, something like that? They're really good out of the bye week. Remember how the Bears, we talked about them coming out of the bye week and how they had lost so many games and maybe Ben Johnson could change things? Well, the Ravens, the reason you're good out of a bye is because you're pretty good to begin with, and then you're playing out of a bye week, so you're healthy. I think I've got two scores in mind for two different games, depending on whether or not the quarterback plays for the Ravens, the great Lamar Jackson. I would say 34-23 if he plays. I think they win easily. I don't think they're going to turn the ball over as much. And I'll go I'll take the Bears if indeed the quarterback doesn't play. I'll take the Bears still with the 23, but more like a 23-17.
So you've got Ravens 34-23 if Lamar Jackson plays, and Bears 23-17 if he doesn't.
Yeah, I got twice the score with the quarterback.
I get that logic, because if you want my Lamar Jackson-less prediction, Bears 27-17.
That's exactly correct. You are right, sir. Because then they can get the takeaways. They can do the things they've been doing. The Bears, guys, they've won four straight games. Don't get caught up in that. That helps your confidence. But they have not dominated. Even when they won by the biggest margin that they have this year last week, it was hardly domination. I mean, they were playing a really bad team. But I hope that he doesn't play, and that we can all live happily ever after. What do you say? What sayeth thou, Brandon, when you come to picking?
I'm with Dustin. I don't care if Lamar's playing or not. I just think if he is playing, he might be a little lingery. Like I just don't think he's going to play his best.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Bears, and I think they've been scoring really well. I think that's the thing that their confidence is going up. I think they scored more than, what, like 25 points outside of that Lions game. Well, then they scored around that. So I'm going to go 26-23 Bears.
Either way, whether or not Lamar plays.
Either way.
I got a complete swing in my pick. You do too.
I just think that it is that big of a difference.
Yeah.
It is that significant.
Ravens boy.
Cooper Rush will be Cooper Rushed, and he will not be the guy that can run that offense, and he will be rushed into making mistakes. If
how many turnovers you got?
If Cooper Rush?
The Bears.
If it's Cooper Rush, the Bears will get three takeaways.
Yeah.
If it's Lamar Jackson, I don't know that they'll be able to. He'll be heavily involved in every aspect of it, probably a more conservative game plan, but he might do some damage with his legs, even compromised. They're going to protect the football more. They'll get a couple, but I don't know.
You guys, give me a turnover number. Dustino.
Two. Bears taken away twice.
Brandon?
I got the Bears taken away three times.
Look at that. That's unbelievable.
If they get three takeaways and they win 26-23, we'll be talking playoffs on Monday.
Is the biggest mistake we're all making, though, in this, including myself, so I'm not pointing, if I'm pointing it to all, like, we're not talking about Derrick Henry at all.
It's okay. Everybody knows he's still a Hall of Fame running back. I mean, it's almost like if you were to talk about it all the time, you know he's there. You got to stop the run.
You don't have to mention every player on the roster.
You're obsessed.
I'm looking to mention more than one.
All right.
Sorry, two, because Roquan Smith, also a Hall of Famer. Don't forget that.
Both are coming back.
We're going to bring in our guy. Brad Biggs joins us next. We'll get his pick on top of these four certainties that we have expressed, even though we all disagree. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Big Sun!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, he is a mastermind. And so being able to have him, sometimes he's on the headset and it's like, this is a great play call right here. Here we go. He did that today. And he says that to me. So he has all belief and confidence in himself. Those little things actually provide confidence, when you're about to go call the play and, you line up and you're like, uh-oh. Then the play actually works. And so the belief and trust in him, the faith in him that he's dialing it up and he does every time.
Let's talk about Ben Johnson.
Because Caleb Williams does every day. He wakes up excited to be coached by Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson's a superstar as a head coach. You know I believe that. Me and Peanut Tillman, we're mishpucha, as they say, in this regard. Coach is a superstar. So that means he's, as we learn about him, there's stuff that that you tend to like. Or there's certainly a curiosity, that's for damn sure. I'd like to know how that man ticks.
It's interesting, too, because often what happens is we think about some of the idiosyncratic stuff with coaches in retrospect, and we tend to then glorify it. Like, there are still people, I think terribly, dressing up like Ditka and thinking that just putting a mustache on makes them like, oh, I'm a little overweight and I'm putting on a mustache. I'm Mike Ditka.
They showed a thin guy with the mustache who just wasn't even trying.
Yeah, you're not even trying. But you got the sweater vest and all that stuff.
Hasn't it become of just like, this is what we do and it's not really even about Ditka anymore? Like, it's got mixed with the super fans?
I'm sure that it's like that. or with Tibbs, yelling ice.
Ice!
It has a different connotation.
Isn't that
now.
Fun? Yeah. But isn't that fun, though? Yeah. Or you do this for the triangle for Phil?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But
you say line of beastas for Joe Madden? For Robin Ventura, you just stay quiet?
You just get noogied by Nolan Ryan?
Hey, no. You light
what?
Up a room. You light up a room. That's what you
do. That's
I thought that was
do.
Jim Thome.
No.
No, he's just one of the greatest humans ever.
It was Oral Hershiser just stepping out on how much he likes Robin Ventura. Just.
He is not a stranger any place in the world. He lights up a room.
So, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that I want somebody to say that about me, that I light up a room and that I'm not a stranger any place in the world. Where's Spinks? He's in Shanghai. He's not a stranger there. Nope.
All I know is that one spring training, when Adam Eaton ran into a wall, we were talking with Robin, and you could tell that Robin was mad. Like, he was like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea to run into a wall for a ball that was 20 feet over your head and over the wall. Probably not a good
idea. Probably not a good idea.
You could see it on his face. And he's like, what's with this dude? That's why nobody likes
you.
That's right.
Nobody.
That's right, Eaton. Nobody like you.
Nobody like you. But Ben Johnson, most people like you right now. It's a very good Q rating for the new Bears head coach right now.
I think that people look at him and they say they see the winning and they see the difference. I did an interview with one of my former students last night. He was writing for the DePaulia. And he asked me about Ben Johnson. And I said, I think the difference between what you've seen now with Ben Johnson versus what you saw last year with Matt Eberflus is he actually has the capacity to come up with a solution to the problem. I don't know if he's going to be a great coach, but I do know that when I look at the people that he brought in, the staff that he's assembled, if you're Caleb and you're looking for answers, on last year's staff, it was going to be hard for Caleb to find those answers, or at least answers that he trusted. This year, there's a couple of different people that he can go to and look for the answers. He can go to his head coach. I don't know enough about Declan Doyle, but I do know that JT Barrett played the position. So you have that guy there that's available to walk you through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get with him, you have a guy in Eric Bieniemy that while he's coaching the running backs, he's been an offensive coordinator. So there the opportunity for him to get answers is there and available. And that's if he doesn't want to talk to Ben, which he should always want to do, because unlike Matt Eberflus, Ben has got the answers to the test.
You have more caution about Ben right now than I do.
It's not specifically about Ben. It's about any coach.
Understood. And I am, I'm a little gaga. And I'm, I am certainly smitten. I'm smitten with the strategic stuff because he shows a malleability and an ability to change things and find solutions, like you say. And I do believe that the culture shift is really obvious and really, really evident. So I'm feeling it right now, but I'm sure our listeners are a mix of those kind of approaches, understandably. So I don't know if there's anybody who hates him yet. I don't think there's anybody out there who does, or full on Ben Johnson skeptics. I don't know if there are those out there. Yeah, just yet. But let's listen to Ben, who was mic'd up, and the Bears put out about a 4.5 minute chunk of Ben Johnson mic'd up during a couple of different games, and Tanny's grabbed a couple of pieces for us to listen to and react to together. Here's the first piece. It's Ben kind of chopping it up with Richard Hightower, and there might even be some nicknames involved.
This is what we thought in terms of weather, blowing better away from our tunnel.
So if we're deciding, yep, we want to kick off, yes, here, sir, first quarter and third quarter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Coach, you dead?
Yes.
Go, Sweat. Go. Yeah. All right, Oz. Have a day, buddy. Love you, big dog. Yeah. Go. Go, buddy.
Have a little fun now.
Yeah.
You let him know when you're watching, huh?
stinger.
All right, so what do we got? We got sweat and then eyes.
Oz.
TJ, Oz, sweat. These are all pretty basic nicknames.
Ololamas. Ololamas Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
OZ.
So, OZ. Oz. Yeah, all right. So not a lot of. There's no. Hey, Spider-Man. Hey.
All right, man, go. Let's go, man. Let's go. Spidey. Hey, man. Every place you play to make. Yes, sir. You know that? Let's go. Dragon Slayer. Here he is, man. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Dragon Slayer. Anybody ever read those kids' fantasy books? Dragon Song and Dragon Singer and Dragon Slayer. Like when I was like 10 or 11 or 12.
Matt those were Eberflus popular. Wrote those?
He might have read them. He might have read them. Ooh, Dragon Slayer. All right, so there's Ben dropping some nicknames. Not super creative, but that's all right.
No, that's good. It's a normal dude. Like, hey, sweat, you're yeah. sweat.
For instance, Tanny. You know?
No, he did say Maine, right?
Maine!
That's Tremaine. Ed,
yes.
Yeah, I got had a little PTSD, but then I'm like, Maine.
Maine.
Bozak. Maine. Let's go, Maine. Everybody.
Prozac? Who is he calling Prozac?
Bojack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
The NFL also put out a video of Ben doing that.
Dude, the pen click.
He's a pen clicker.
Out of control.
I am a pen clicker. That's a good place for nervous energy for me.
There you go.
Occasionally.
Yeah, but he holds it up. He was doing it with the index finger.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It's a little weird.
That's a little weird. Because the thumb, like you just did, it makes all the sense of the world. But the index finger pen click, what's that about?
I don't know. I was watching. I usually start my day with the folks over at Channel 9. Shout out to them. And Pat had the video. He played it for everyone where it's the reactions of Ben Johnson when big plays happen for the Bears defense, and there's zero reaction. And Robin was like, is he not happy with what's going on the field? And I was like, he's just like this.
That's just the way that he is.
He is locked in.
A texture says, if you've read those Dragon Song books, you need to get your affairs in order. Now look, just because they originally were published in 1976, as I look at it now.
Good centennial book.
All right, fine.
Hey, get your affairs in order.
Ben is concerned for all of us. All right, here's more Ben. He goes through a play call here and is mic'd up.
Okay, I want this one here. It's a good one here, all right? On one. Hey, we're going to go George McCaskey here. George McCaskey. Give me 12. Give me 11. I want to go on one. Do this one for me. You want me to do it, Harry?
So those are all different plays, right? 12.
Well, he's probably
personnel,
right? I want to do 12 personnel here. I want to do 11 personnel there.
Who's George McCaskey?
He's the owner of the Bears.
So what is George McCaskey?
We're going to go George McCaskey here.
It might be their formation. Like, the McCaskey formation might be a thing.
The T?
Could be.
I don't care who they put on. when Joe Buck's on, I turn the sound down.
Well, now they're going to turn it down more up there. I feel bad.
Hey, we're going to go George McCaskey here.
You think it's just a formation? What if it's a play?
It could be, but I think it's probably formation.
So George probably has a pet formation that he likes. It's like, oh, Matt, I really like that. I noticed after I umpired that game in Sycamore. What did he umpire the other day?
Flag football championships that Marshall was calling.
Our guy Weedsy ran into him one time, remember?
Hey, that's George McCaskey.
I've run into him out there too.
Man.
We only know George speaking about one play, I think, in Bears history. Speaks, you remember? We talked about it. It was after the end, after Nagy's last, you know, when Nagy was done, and George had one comment about something that happened on the field of play. Do you remember what it was?
Oh.
It was when Eddie Jackson fell down.
Oh, yeah.
When he's trying to, quote unquote, tackle someone.
Oh, God.
He didn't like the effort
on
that particular
play. That's
right.
He brought that up the next year. When they were talking about why he got rid of Matt Nagy. Lawrence is clicking his pen. With the thumb, though, try the index finger. See if that makes you feel more like a Bears coach. You see, there's a little more definitive action on that.
Maybe that's the it factor with Ben Johnson, because he's a normal guy, but something just a bit different about him. You know, choosing the index finger, that's what makes him tick.
Yeah, I feel like the thumb has you more prepared to write.
I disagree.
You think the index has you?
I see the thumb does, because you got the other fingers.
Right.
Well, there's movement either way in terms of the adjustment. You got to be able to adjust. How do all the Trace Armstrong guys click a pen? They all do it the same way? Yeah, I'm sure Shane Waldron does it exactly like Eberflus did, or did it exactly like Poles did.
You know what's wild? We spend a lot of time talking about Trace Armstrong, and we should. You know where Trace is making a ton of money?
College.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He has got all of these coaches in college, and he is getting all of these buyouts.
Him,
man.
And Jimmy Sexton.
Him and Jimmy. You're right. It's those two guys. They've got all the guys. And there's that funny moment with what's his name?
Brian Kelly.
Where he's like,
he's driving.
Yeah, he's got the kids on my team, and he's my agent.
Is that the one where he speaks in a Cajun accent?
Family. And he might be calling Trace soon if they keep losing games.
Man, all right. So I'm fascinated. I'm gonna want to figure out what formation or play is George McCaskey in the Ben Johnson.
Hey, we're gonna go George McCaskey here.
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure that out. Slot guy in motion, maybe something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right, and then
he starts talking Cajun to him.
Dave Wanstead will be here at 5 o'clock. Wani will be here. Also, Mark Grody in just a few minutes. I mean, you are locked and loaded for hot and heavy Bears conversation.
All right, so let's hear this last thing from Ben Johnson mic'd up. This is him talking through things with Caleb before they're able to hold down and win the game.
We're going to take the 2 minute and we're going for it. So once again, fourth down, let's get this thing, all right? Either through the air or with your leg. It's first down, get down, and then we'll victory from there, all right?
Caleb Williams to the air, and he finds Colston Loveland, their first round draft pick at tight end. He gets a first down, and the Bears are going to be able to run this clock out.
12, victory, victory, victory.
Man, that's cool. That is super duper calm. And that's what you want. If you're Caleb and your mind's racing, you're that offense and your mind's racing, you want to know that dude is cool under the pressure in that moment.
And he's reminding you, too, like, you can go get the yards that we need with your feet if we have to, because what we want to do is run out the clock here. We need to get that. We need to make sure the clock is running, and we want to end up in victory formation at the end of it.
Yeah, it's a telling part of it, and I'm glad you brought it back up. The go get the yards with your feet, which is going to be part of the overall thought process as we watch Caleb this week and beyond. You know, you don't have to try and make the superhero street ball play like your guy Tim Jenkins was discussing yesterday.
Yeah, I was also thinking about this with Lamar and him in that hamstring, dealing with a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to see pocket Lamar this week. Like, he might not run as much
like
this week.
I thought you meant like a smaller.
No.
Smaller version of him.
Can you imagine trying to tackle that guy?
Like Lil Penny.
This version of Lamar is impossible to tackle. You tell me there's a smaller version of him?
Man, pocket Lamar.
Pocket Lamar.
I got no chance.
You're not
going to
catch that guy.
No, no chance.
Regular Lamar is hard to
get. Can't even see him. Those linemen are too big for pocket Lamar.
I wonder if he will be playing more so out of the pocket than usual. And he's been a pocket quarterback that just has the ability to make incredible running plays too. But I wonder if this is a game where even if that hamstring isn't 100%, and maybe Harbaugh's like, look,
we need you, man.
No unnecessary risk. Like, just go out there and run our offense.
Hand the ball to Derek.
Mm-hmm.
And let's try to do that. So do you scheme that differently on defense then?
This is the question. Like, these are the questions that DA has to figure out.
To spy or not to spy?
And what are you doing with rush lanes, with your ends? Like, are you telling them to go after him, or are you saying keep him contained? Because he can beat you from the pocket. So it's like, what choices do you make if you're him?
He can beat you from the pocket, but I still would want to force him to. I'm still there with Lamar. Like, I still want to force Jaden Daniels to. That's a much younger version. And Lamar's certainly gotten better. The completion percentage has gotten higher. But I think if given the choice, I still want to make him beat me from there.
Just remember, his touchdown interception ratio last year.
I know. I'm not a Lamar slanderer.
You ready to move him to wide receiver? Is that what you're... That you and Bill Polian are on the same side?
Me and Bill Polian. But I only said
even
that.
Even this year, he's 10-1.
I only said that in hopes of getting a consultation fee from the Bears eventually, which Bill Polian got.
Get yourself $325,000.
Yeah.
Lickety split. And then you can go play poker.
Is that what it was?
That's what a lot of people think it was.
$325 for a couple of months of work to help out?
Yep.
And say yay or nay on some guys? Make a few phone calls?
Yep.
Man!
Yeah, man.
Woo!
Yeah.
I could lose that fast at Chauncey Billups' poker game.
Almost immediately. Apparently.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
Last year, Lamar Jackson, 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Yeah.
He was him real good.
And he didn't win the MVP last year, right?
He did not. He did not. Man. He was better than the last 2 years that he won MVP. But Josh was also incredible last year.
Who was it? Who was it yesterday? It was Grady Jarrett on Grody's Cuts. It was like, are you hoping Lamar doesn't play, or would you rather? And Grady's like, that's a stupid question. Of course I am. Hoping he doesn't play. I'm hoping Lamar doesn't play as well. I'd like to go on record hoping that Lamar takes just one more week.
Hey, man, whatever it is that can get the Bears closer to 9 wins, you're feeling good about it.
Question, but would you prefer that Lamar Jackson not play, or do you like the challenge of going up against him?
I mean, you said it before I said it.
Dumb question, huh?
Anything else, yo?
Fair enough.
You know what I like about Grody? I like that Grody will lean into the fun of covering a team. He's way more comfortable than the rest of us who used to cover that team on a daily basis, and I like it. Like, he leans into it in ways that me or Zach or Dan, like, we didn't. And I think he gets better stuff sometimes because of it.
I'm sure that that's the case. I'm sure that that's the case, Frank.
The Baconator, large strawberry lemonade, large fry. You get a 10-piece spicy nugget, and I'm fulfilling it maybe a frosty.
Baked potato.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.